Just offshore here, there is a large structure. It is about 45 metres long, extending from the shoreline out into the river. This was a jetty that belonged to Hollyhill House, a large residence built in the 18th century, about 400 metres from the shore, in what is now Hollyhill Woodland Park. The estate included a dairy and the marina yard we passed through earlier. An auction notice for the sale of the house in 1831 advertises the inclusion of a valuable wharf by which manure and all other articles can be conveyed by water carriage to the estate with the greatest convenience and least expense. It is clearly marked on a map of 1867. The house itself was demolished in 1926. A recent study by students from the University of Southampton has shown that the structure of the jetty is a combination of several types of wood and blocks of different types of stone that have been reused from elsewhere. There is also evidence of parts of it being repaired or replaced during its working life, and it could have taken boats up to about 400 tons. The path continues along in a straight line, with an area known as Bunny Meadows on your left. We will shortly come to a graveyard of ships. If the tide is high, you may only see the one on your left just inside the lagoon. The others lie in the river itself below the high water mark. The first hulk is also the first to disappear as the tide comes in. This is another we haven't researched in detail, so we'll pass on to the next one.